H&T listening. WA4HNT KI4DOS.
Yes, oh, okay. WA4HNT, I'm Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November.
This is Gary. Just thought I'd let you know, a fellow looked your call up, told me to relay this to you. We were talking about FRN numbers here a while back on the net, and you already have one. He said if you go to the FCC website, you'll find your FRN number, and you're already a member, of course, but you may have to redo that at some point in time. I was a member of it as well, and when my license came up for renewal, I had to go back in and redo my CORS thing before I could renew my license, but I got all that taken care of. But I just thought I'd pass that information on to you. Over.
Good. I really do appreciate that. I got CORS. I'm not attentive. I'm not one of these guys that pays attention. And so, but no, I knew I had CORS. I've got all the licenses, and a lot of them that they have done away with. You know, they really did. I'm not so sure they should have, but I think the Reagan years did that for us. I'm WA4HNT Friday.
Who or what did it, but things have changed a bunch when I got out of service. And when I get out, 1973, my father-in-law wanted me to get my ham license then. Told him I didn't want to, and then 30 years later, I got my license. And, but he had his back then, and he had to go through all of everything. Matter of fact, he had all five classes of license at that point in time. So that just tells you how much work he had to put into it.
You know, back in the day, we had to do what do you call it, Morse code. I have my second telegraphy. You cannot get a second telegraphy. Oh, you cannot go to the first telegraphy unless you do a apprenticeship on board a USS registered passenger. I don't know the rules anymore, but there were none. And so I got my second delivery, and I ended it there. So I never had to take any code exams. That was cool. But I was young. I was young. We put a typewriter on the table. You hear da-da, mache. You hear da-da-da. Okay. You just, and you're smoking a cigarette.
Oh, well. You know, the only thing that is constant is change. And we have to put up with a lot of that, whether we like to or not.
Mother and Daddy, you know, got rid of their first two children, and they forgot they had a third one in the backyard, and that was me. And so they allowed me to go to school in Atlanta on special programs during the summer times. And I did. I had such a great time doing it. But on Friday afternoon, you go over there to the Merchandise Mart, you go up however many floors into the sky. I'd never been that far off the ground. And you would stand these exams. And for the most part, I passed them. And so I was excited about that. Now, you know, I guess you would say I'm retired. I don't want to think that way. I'm not retired. I told the Lord if he needed another missionary pilot, I'd be there. And a commercial pilot and electrical engineering background, and so all that stuff. But I just really enjoyed my time doing those type things.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but anyway, that's the way things go. I heard you in there, thought I'd jump in there for just a minute. I'm right in the middle of a project I've got going. Matter of fact, I've got my ham shack torn apart. I've got one radio hooked up right at the moment. And I've got three more to hook up. And so I guess I better get back at it because the wife will be hollering at me for supper here before long. But Alton, good talking to you. Good hearing you on the radio this afternoon, and I enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again there, young man. But we'll talk again soon, I hope. 73's WA4HNT, KI4DOS.
You have a good afternoon, Derek. Enjoy your day. Enjoy. I keep thinking every day is a Friday afternoon. That accidentally, because I don't even think of myself as retired, but every day seems like a Friday afternoon. You folks have a good afternoon. WA4H and clear. H and T clear. Enjoy the day.